Hi, and thanks so much for joining another episode of Loving This Mama Life podcast. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is all about my experience as a first-time mom. Before we start today's episode, I have a couple of disclaimers. First of all, I'm not a medical expert. I have no experience in the medical field. So anything I talk about nutritionally or medically that I have done with my child has just been what worked best for him and my family. Please speak with your doctor and pediatrician and with anything regarding your child's health. Secondly, you know your baby best. There's no judgment here. If you disagree with what I say or you think what I say is silly, you can fast forward past it or you can go on to the next episode that you find interesting. It's okay. You know your baby best. And along the same lines, I would hope that you are not judgmental of me towards what I do for my baby because I know my child best and I know my family best. So no judgment here. It's just strictly tips and tricks and what worked for me and just my experience. In addition to this podcast, you can find a lot more information on my website, lovingthismamalife.com. I'm also on Instagram at _lovingthismamalife, and I'm on Facebook at lovingthismamalife. So check that out and hope you enjoy. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Mommy Life. I know it's been a couple months since I've recorded a podcast. Things got super busy, but I've been taking lots of notes and I have lots of really great content coming up, so stay tuned. Please make sure you're also checking out my blog, themommylife2019.com. I have a lot of info on there as well. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about a really common virus called roseola. It's super common for children 2 and under, but kids over 2 can get it too. But it's most common for under 2. So my son is now just turned 20 months, so he was almost hitting the 2-year mark, and I picked him up a couple Fridays ago, a little early from his school, from his daycare, and they mentioned that he had a 101 fever. So we took him home, gave him some Motrin before bed. He woke up a couple hours later crying, and then he had a 102.8 fever. So it was much higher, closer to the 103. No other symptoms. He didn't have a cold or runny nose or cough or anything like that, just a really high fever. So my initial thought was his ears, because in the past he's had a lot of issues with ear infections. We had kind of had a nice break from ear infections. It had been probably 4 or 5 months since he'd had one. But I just assumed that that was the case. And so we gave him Tylenol and Motrin alternating every 4 hours or so to control the fever. And it was concerning to me because it never got really below like 101.5. So it was lowering it from the 102s, but it still wasn't making it go away. So the following day we took him into urgent care, and urgent care checked him out and they said, looks fine. His throat was a little red, they said, but other than that, his ears were fine, his lungs were fine, his nose was fine, everything was fine. So we kept treating him for the fever the rest of that weekend. And by Monday, he still had a low fever. So we kept him home from school on Monday. And then Tuesday, he was back to school for the week and acting fine. The only thing that was strange for me is he wasn't eating. He kind of would refuse his breakfast, he'd refuse his snack and his lunch, he would drink a lot of his milk, but he would refuse his food, which we thought maybe was because the doctor at the urgent care said his throat was red, so maybe he had a little bit of a sore throat, maybe his 2-year molars were coming in, we weren't sure, but for most of that week he wasn't eating. And then the following Friday, his daycare is pretty neat. They have an app that they use to record all his all the things that happen with him throughout the day, like his diaper changes, his naps, his meals. they put that he ate his breakfast, which was great, and then lunchtime came around and he refused all of his lunch, which is so unlike him. And then nap time came around and I got an alert saying his nap started, and then 50 minutes later I got an alert saying it ended, which is really unusual. So when I went to pick him up that Friday, which is a week ago, it was a week after his fever, he had a fever again, which was so strange because he had just had it the following weekend, the previous weekend. So I am not one to hesitate when it comes to high fevers. So it was in the 102s again. So we took him straight from daycare to urgent care. They checked him out. Everything was fine. His throat wasn't even red anymore. So it was very strange, but it's also really common for babies to just get a fever for what seems like no reason. Their body fighting off some sort of virus. And we thought maybe his 2-year molars were starting to pop through, and maybe that was causing a fever. Because it's sort of the parenting and like medical, I guess the medical community isn't split, but the parenting community I feel is split. Because some people say, no, teething doesn't cause fevers. And there's some people that are sure that teething does cause fevers. As most of the medical research I've read said, teething does not cause fevers. But it's definitely correlated. When my son was teething, sometimes he would get a fever around the same time. Maybe coincidence, maybe not. Who knows? But we were trying to figure out what this fever was from. It wasn't as high as the weekend prior. It was like 100 to 101, but he gets super warm, and so I definitely wanted to use the Tylenol and the Motrin to kind of lower that and control it and make him more comfortable. The following Saturday afternoon, so about 24 hours from that fever, his fever broke, and he was all clammy, and he woke up from his nap Saturday afternoon about 3:30, all sweaty and clammy and no more fever, which we thought, great. That night in the bath, I noticed he started this with a rash on his chest and his stomach. Little, small, raised red bumps. They were like very slight initially. When he woke up Sunday morning, they were dark red. Little tiny bumps. And when you pushed on them, they would turn white, which is called like blanching. So they would blanch when you push on them. And then when you let go, they go back to red. So they started Sunday, they'd spread throughout his legs and his arms and his neck. So we kept him home from school Monday and Tuesday. And by Tuesday, they were gone. And by Wednesday, he was fine. So I messaged our pediatrician about it, and he said it sounded like roseola. And come to find out that not only does roseola start with a very high fever, when the fever breaks, this rash happens, and it's just the body's reaction to the fever breaking and the skin's reaction to the virus. But some of the other symptoms that go along with roseola is loss of appetite and also mild diarrhea. And he actually, that same Friday that I picked him up with a fever, they said his bottom was really red and he had a pretty decent diaper rash, which again could be attributed to that virus. Or it could have been to the teething. It's sort of all trial and error and just guessing when they're too young to tell you yet what hurts and what's bothering them and how they're feeling. But my doctor was pretty sure, and after my research, I'm pretty sure that that was roseola. So if your little one has a very high fever for a couple days and is followed by a rash, it's probably just a virus, especially if there's no other symptoms. So I just wanted to let everyone know about that. And also just beware that some fevers can be accompanied by rash. He's had fevers in the past where he's had a rash at the same time, not after the fever. And I always get him into urgent care or a pediatrician just to look him over, just because I'm still like nervous about it. But totally normal, happens a lot. And thanks again for listening, and check out my blog and our Facebook and Instagram for more tips, and you'll be hearing more from me soon.